Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And of course, also, you can talk to us. You know, let's hear what you make of it. You can talk to us. That's 012-334-1322. I am very keen to hearing from you as to what you say about this. You know, the Ministry of Reconciliation is quite taking a toll on us. And I spoke to Uhofa Sithole to provide us with some people who can speak to us with regards to this from Botswana. And I think it's Muruti Khumo. And I want to say thank you, Muruti Khumo. And Muruti Khumo also sent something there. We will definitely get to it. And play it. You can send us a WhatsApp 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say about the matter. The Ministry of Reconciliation.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
All right, let's start with Muruti Sithole. Muruti Khumo.
Good day. My name is Khumo Mangohola from Jesus the Savior Ministries. Today we're going to be talking about the Ministry of Reconciliation. And let us first read from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 and 19. It says, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So this is the New King James Version. So as we're talking about reconciliation, we need to understand that in the beginning, God created us in his own image. But because of sin, when sin came into the garden, there was that separation between God and man. There's something that came between God and man, and that is what we call sin. So sin reigned from Adam. There was sin that was reigning from Adam all the way to Jesus Christ, who brought who closed that gap. He reconciled us back to God. That lost relationship was restored. So we see the ministry of restoration, a broken relationship being restored through Jesus Christ, because he stands as the reconciler. He is the one that reconciles us to God. We are back to God because of Jesus Christ. His death on the cross was reconciling us, bringing us back into the love of the Father, into his presence. So he stands as the reconciler. Jesus Christ stands as the reconciler. Let us read Romans chapter 5, verse 10. It says, "For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?" So Romans 5, verse 10, it talks about that it tells us that the death of the Son, the death of Jesus Christ, is the one that ushered us into the ministry of reconciliation. We are reconciled to cry to God because of the death of Jesus Christ. It is this death that helped us to come back to the Father, to be with the Father again. So when we read from 2 Corinthians again, chapter 5, now 20. It says, now then, we are ambassadors of Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So now we see Jesus Christ as the reconciler. And then we also see us as ambassadors. As believers, we become ambassadors of the ministry of reconciliation. Remember when the last part of 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So we were given this ministry of reconciliation, not for us to keep it to ourselves, but to be ambassadors of this ministry. Mm. We preach it, we spread it, we spread the gospel, we talk to the lost, everyone who is an unbeliever. We need to be talking to them and ministering or releasing this ministry of reconciliation to them. Mm-hmm. We need to be reconciling people to God. We need to speak about the death of Jesus Christ and how it played a role in us being coming back to the Father, being in God again. So whenever we prepare as a believer, it is not the role of a pastor only to prepare teaching modules. It is every believer's mandate to teach other people, to carry this ministry of reconciliation, to be an ambassador of what you have already experienced. If you are a believer, you have experienced that ministry of reconciliation. You know that the image that was destroyed in the garden, because remember, we were created in the image of the Father. That image that was destroyed, now we see a restoration to it. That broken relationship that we had with God, now we see a change. We see that we are being brought back into that the image that we lost because of sin. So now we are no longer slaves of sin, but now we live in grace. We are those that are loved by God, and the grace of God continues to be revealed in us. So there is what we can call the practical ministry of reconciliation. This is where we see things like forgiveness come into play. We see grace come into play. We see love come into play. On our daily lives, we get to experience all these things. And when the Bible talks about us being ambassadors of the ministry of reconciliation, it also means that we need to show reconciliation with the people that we relate with, people around us. They should be that reconciliation that we work around. We do that. We always reconcile ourselves. Remember, there's a verse in the book of Matthew where Jesus Christ was teaching that if you have a problem with a brother and you desire to give a sacrifice, rather leave that sacrifice by the altar. Go reconcile with your brother, and that is when you can know how to give your sacrifice unto God. So that is a sign that we are the ambassadors. We continue to preach this ministry of reconciliation in our daily lives. The people that we have hurt, the people who have hurt us, there should be that reconciliation, and we play a major role in that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Muruti. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you abundantly in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. And send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. All right, I'm trying to bring in the social media. All right, and we will talk to Babongane in a very, very short jiffy. We will touch base with Babongane in a short jiffy there. And I'm trying to touch base in this way.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Mfundisi Makam, let me come to you. When we talk about the ministry of reconciliation now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, people have said it, and people have spoken about it. It says, now all things are of the Elohim, who has reconciled us to himself through Yahusha HaMashiach, the Messiah, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And this basic ministry is upon our shoulder as the means of preaching the gospel. Look, if this ministry is not upon us, we will not be able to preach the gospel of repentance, isn't it?
Yeah, but we don't fund it. Yeah. Lapa, as well as I'm preparing for a conference, I was looking at going to preach repentance. Lapa, look chapter 24.
Yes.
Kulama verse 40 something lay, Masweli. Going to preach repentance to, so people may go to kingdom. Then now, if we repentance, is a reconciliation. Abuela, umuntu kunkulunkulu. Unkulunkulu udinga umuntu ukuthi abuyele kuye. And the lento le lapho le ministry le lapho unkulunkulu akayibekanga le uyibekela phakithi as ministers of his word. As long as ukhona uamkela uChrist usindisiwe, then ke uniministry unayo from the day uamkela uChrist. Yokuthi nawe you must go and share le repentance le lapho ukuthi na people must repent babuyele kube nekhona a reconciliation between man and God. Then ke kulapho ke uqala khona. But if we fail ukuthi na sibuyisela abantu kuNkulunkulu, then we are failing umsebenzi lo uNkulunkulu asibizela wona. And as a result, uNkulunkulu if asiwenzi lo msebenzi, uNkulunkulu akahluleki. Lithi iBhayibhele lapha ku Romans chapter 1, uNkulunkulu sise asiwenzi umsebenzi wakhe, uNkulunkulu will draw abuyele muva ahlale, then ke asiyekelele kweyinkanuko ze, then as a result we will be doing umsebenzi without yena, and as a result yokwenza umsebenzi angekho uNkulunkulu kuzoba kwenzeka ukuthi na umunye nomunye uyazenzela phakathi kwebandla, ufuna ukuprofeta uyaprofeta, ufuna ukushumayela uyashumayela, ufuna ukuthi hayi namhlanje kungena amabruku, kungena imishado, kungena yini, ngoba uNkulunkulu is no longer there, the holiness yekaNkulunkulu ayisekho phakathi kwebandla, ngoba siyenza umsebenzi lo uNkulunkulu angasibizelanga wona. The mandate, we must go and preach reconciliation between man and God. That is the repentance uNkulunkulu akhulume ngayo. So we must preach repentance ebantwini ukuthi abantu ba reconcile babuyele kuNkulunkulu. Asibuyele, asihambi siyoshumayela ama miracle, asihambi siyoshumayela ukuvuka nakwabantu bani nakwabantu bani. Asi, we preach repentance, and the gospel repentance hile thina siyibalekayo kakhulu, asiyishumayeli ebandleni, because sifika sabamba somehow ngezinto or ngokuswela kokudla or ngokuswela kwempahla, then we think ukuthi if we preach prosperity, then ke abantu bazoshesha basinikelela, ngoba uNkulunkulu uthatha isikhathi ukusinikelela, uyadileya ngala mapromise akhulume wona. So kungcono sishaye shortcut, sicele thina sizicelele, then kuzoqhubeka. So a mandate, we must preach reconciliation.
Thank you so much. We're taking
your calls. You can give us a chat, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you say on this issue.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, babangane.
Ngucoshi Thuba, ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele ke nezambeli ke lapho ke e-studio. Ngibingelele ke nomndeni wonke we-Radio Pulpit egameni lenkosi yamakhosi uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Isihloko esithi reconciliation, ukubuyisana. Greek word for reconciliation is katalege. Reconciliation brings back together and be at peace again. It focuses on the relationship. When we focus on reconciliation, the problem loses importance and often become not relevant. Reconciliation means you cover up to personal attacks, not necessarily the issue. Restoring a relationship and forgiving. Reconciliation is the restoration of a broken relationship between God and the world, as well as between man and man. The enmity between God and humanity was caused by sin. God has provided the means of reconciliation through the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, Jesus serves as the mediator for this reconciliation with God. We can read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 to 6. Romans 5, verse 10 to 11 says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." God reconciles humanity to himself, not counting people's sins against them. Unkulunkulu akasibaleli ke iziphambeko zethu. We can read also Psalm 32, verse 1 and 2, Romans chapter 4, verse 8. We are reconciled in the body of Christ's flesh through death. Colossians chapter 1, verse 22 says, "In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." God made peace through the blood of Christ's cross. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20 says, "And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." Jesus' death makes all the difference. Reconciliation involves a change in the relationship between God and man. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Greek word for change is alaso. God does not change. We can find that in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. He is perfect. The people need to be changed by God. Our relationship with him changes. God gave us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 says, "That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed the word of reconciliation." We can also read Isaiah 59, verse 12. The gospel of salvation is the ministry of reconciliation and the appeal of the gospel to the sinner as the call to be reconciled to God. We find that in verse 20. Verse 21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteous of God in him." When you work for peace, you are doing what God does. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 says, "Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." The message of reconciliation is centered around the love of God and the death of Christ. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much, Babongane. We really appreciate. Unkulunkulu akwenze kahle ngendlela eyisimanga ngempela.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right. Let's see. We have a message also from Mfundisi Philip Masango. Pastor Masango says, reconciliation starts within the individual self. Acknowledging of our wrongs or sins is the beginning. Forgive yourself. Every individual is created in two images, spiritual being and human flesh. Both persons have two laws, spiritual law and the flesh law of sin. Both laws are fighting in one body. Reconciliation needs to take place in one's mind, soul, and heart. There must be mutual agreement between the two before God Almighty. Human beings' flesh needs to die so that the spirit man can take place and reflect the true man who's born of the blood, the true seed of God, which is Jesus Christ. Pastor Masango there, thank you so much. We really appreciate inkosi kwenze kahle baba siyabonga ngendlela eyisimanga busiseka ke nawe. All right, let's hear from you. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Charmaine.
Happy birthday, Sanele. Wishing you a year.
All right, Charmaine, you sent the happy birthday message to a wrong platform. To a wrong platform. But anyway, it is fine. We really appreciate it. It is fine. And after a jiffy, I'd like us to actually listen a bit to Azania.
Radio Kansel se amptelike Facebook bladsy maak jou meer deel van Radio Kansel as ooit tevore. Agter jou rekenaar is jy so te sê agter die mikrofoon. Kom laat jou vingers aan die werk spring. Lewe direk kommentaar op programme. Praat met jou gunsteling omroeper. Kry die jongste nuus oor programme en kommunikeer met ander luisteraars. Wees deel van Radio Kansel. Interaktief, dinamies en onmiddellik. Radio Kansel Facebook, jou regstreekse verbinding. Besoek nou facebook.com Radio Kansel. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Honorable member.
Honorable member.
Of the Honorable House of God.
Welcome.
And your guests. Nabalaleli. Buried the pulpit all over the world. Honorable member. This is one of the topic as a child of God I need help on. I lived in rejection. I lived in where you seems invisible to those that say they are your family spiritually and personally, even the one that I vowed my life to, where you are stripped of a dignity, I'm struggling, Tanka Marena, and I need prayers in this regard, a reconciliation. Because you said something profound that
I understand, my man. I understand. Honorable member, I really understand. It happens. That we have to deal with issues, man. I personally and personally had to deal with quite a lot of issues. And until I understood, you know, as a young boy, that this is a ministry. And then we keep on working on it in our lives. It works in us each and every time.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Apostle, let me bring this to you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, and that he might reconcile them both to Yahuwah in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Now, what I like is that when we speak about the notion of true reconciliation, we also are bringing to death the forces of enmity. Anything that makes people to become enemies dies down. Strongholds, they die down.
Come on.
All the spirits that make people to see not eye to eye, that makes people not to understand each other, that makes people not to have what we call forbearance. These spirits die down. And the devil doesn't want us to know that about this ministry. What comes to mind?
Hey, that power, how they just mentioned, you know, because that goes to show that the ministry of reconciliation is so, so powerful, and it is able to cause anything, any blood, any evil to completely die down. So when we don't allow the ministry of reconciliation for its course, we accept the enemy will continue for a strong hold on us. And you know, funny enough, I'm just reminded of an initiative that was taken in this country, and the right leader, Truth and Reconciliation. We are hopeful that initiative. Some family members were expected to face to face with people that have killed brutally some of their family members, and they were expected to. Because I love the fact that the initiative named Truth and Reconciliation. But also for true reconciliation, then we need to be truthful.
Yeah.
And admit, well, this is how you hurt me, and this is how I felt. But nonetheless, I am willing to release it and let go. And it's something that is not even supposed to be a one-off thing. We will continue to offend one another. We will continue to really matter. It's something that really banaba mudimu. When you also read in the Word of God from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, even now then we are ambassadors of Christ, that as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled with God. And not only to be reconciled with God, to be reconciled with the ambassadors. We need to reconcile with one another. Take it through the beef between this one and that one. When you read also the Word of God in the book of Samuel, the Bible talks about a man, his name was Joab, the beef between the King David, he took it upon himself for reconciliation. And one of the things that we need to understand is that when we have to allow the ministry of reconciliation or Italy, we need to first be able to say, I'm willing to let go. If you're not willing, because the Lord has planted you in this particular church, but because they've offended you in this church, you would rather unplant yourself and move to a certain place more offendingly. But wherever you move to, remember you're an ambassador of Christ. And it is a massive. To transfer it to a back to the term that you use, let me be a bigger person here, or maybe somebody comes and says, let's reconcile the both of you people. So the other one also bang horiena, can make another culprit. I am a come out, I am a come out, and a fuel
put more fire on this thing that is already messed up. But allow me also to quote the scripture in the book of Proverbs chapter 18. I want somebody to understand who's listening to me. Reconciliation is easy, but then we are the people of God. We are
it's true.
And God could forgive us, regardless of what your brother. I mean, truly, the Nebuchadnezzar leaders, you are faced with this issue all the time. One does this. But we are still expected to recall. It's a God kind of attitude that we need to embrace. I am on that. You know, Joe, would always expect us to do things that are not of the world, but to do things that are godly. And it is a godly thing to be able to reconcile with your brother who has messed you up in every level. Proverbs 18:19, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. So people that have been offended are who easy I'm prepared to come down and reconcile with my brother. They are mutoga. Finally, a strong city. May the Lord deliver us. You know, I was, you know, I'm reminded of a situation in Kilinga. I say, sir, bang in Vaitile, Kilo Rera, go, parking, go Cape Town, go, in one, in this other colored place. In my language, I'm sorry about that. Hey, Kore, Joe. First night, the second night, they were offended about Muruti, it was whatever that we did at the current conference, and we can go say, oh, Mitchell's Plain, the name of the place, let me just play. So it was, yes. So it was like whatever he did at the time when I was there, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. Ah, all hell broke loose. Yeah, but he spoke for Name guest, Kalo. To his face or to get off. I had to be a mediator. I had to be an ambassador of peace. I had to make sure by God's grace reconcile, and glory be to God. For by the time I came back, they were reconciled one to another.
Yeah.
There was peace. There was joy. And whenever we do the process, if the process has started, please don't cut it short. Continue with it until you fully heal.
Sure.
So that it's no longer an issue anymore. So that local Zali and Namuto home mourna, Kurawa, Daurin. No one has not really fully reconciled with somebody and see them, just the sight of them. Anything ever I will allow or wanna carry nonsense, even if when they suggest something that can be of help to you, you will not even take it because we are called as the people of God to do a godly thing. And doing a godly thing will always cause your flesh to scream. And that's where the enemy has a hold on us. Because we are failing to let go. We are failing to release. We are failing to reconcile. Now, Congo, the greatest healing that you can get for yourself and do for yourself is the healing that will reconcile with the very person who brought you down, who caused you to lose everything and they never came back and said that sorry. Healing can come when you look at them, even when you don't even look at them, when you take it upon themselves and say, I will be reconciled with them, regardless of the pain and the shame that they brought to me. Because you need healing. You need restoration. You need, because when there's a strain between you and the relationship, recommending that. It's a recommendation. It's a prescription. But another lady offering, we want to. Well, you cannot come and worship Mudim Osa Tomawa reconcile. Then we want to offer worship in the midst of offense. And we expect God to receive our worship. We are blessing. May the Lord help us and heal us as a church.
Absolutely, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We go to Parliament, Odi, and we speak to the Honorable Member. Welcome back.
You said something profound, that when we reconcile, God restores His anointing.
Yes.
His presence. Wow. That is true, because blessed are the peacemakers. But how do you work it? Uma uqhubeka udelelwa, uqhubeka unyazwa. Isho nasemsebenzini mhlanga mre. I'm praying to God. I'm asking God to help me. And I know He can do anything. Akukho okumhlulayo. Iloko ngimcelayo ukuthi Nkosi msize, size inhliziyo yami ihlanze, ilungise. Uma iphutha lingakimi, ngisize baba, ngiyaphenduka futhi. Cela umkhuleko kuleyo ndawo, ncike Nkosi. Baba ngisho nomshado wami angisayenjoy. Nje emsebenzini enkonzweni khona, yo. Cela Nkosi, ngiyamcela uNkulunkulu. Ngiyamnxusa. Ekameni likaJesu ukuthi angisize. Yebo. Nani bazalwane, ngicela umkhuleko. Ekameni likaJesu. Amen. Ngoba ngize ngahlaselwa umoya we-depression. Ya, ngikuze Nkosi. Ya, may God hear my prayers. In Jesus' name I pray. And I repent of all sins that I know, that I didn't know, or my anger was. Amen, Honorable Member.
You know, the Father just reveals that already He is working your situation done. You know, and I thank Him in advance. Because you have already prayed, I thank Him that He is acting on your behalf. He says, rejoice when you are being persecuted. Rejoice when you are being labeled. Rejoice when you are being accused falsely. For many who are doing these things sometimes think that they are doing them for good. They think they are doing them for the Father. Many people who are doing these things, they think they do these things from the aspect of self-righteousness, but the Father sees your suffering and you are sharing in the sufferings of Christ. May the Father see you through and restore His joy in you. Just say to Him, you know, it is not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, Father, that you restore the minister of reconciliation. My mind cannot work around it, but you can. It's a ministry that you have called me into. It's already made it safe. You are calling me into it. Therefore, I'm stepping into your ministry of reconciliation. That's it. You don't have to figure it out. He will guide your steps.
Amen.
Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. The minister of reconciliation. What do you say about it? The prophetic word there. I realize, you know, why South Africa doesn't want to talk about this. This is the reality. People continuously want to accuse one another. And people continuously want to prove a point that they are aware of things and issues. And that is where we are getting it wrong. We are not here to red tick. We are here to preach the ministry of reconciliation. If we are children of the Most High, we need to reconcile the truth, reconcile the sense, reconcile the knowledge, reconcile the wisdom, reconcile the intelligence. Everything that the Father has put across and is exposing, much of us are not
It's not that it's not revealed to us. It's revealed to all of us. But much of us choose to look the other way. And that is where it hurts. That is where it is wrong.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit it is. And Mfundisi Makamu, let me bring this to you. When we talk of the Ministry of Reconciliation again, I am looking at Colossians 1:20. And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross now, the aspect of the Ministry of Reconciliation, it's that it is administered on the auspices of the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Christ. Christ has already paid the price with his own blood. The Messiah, the HaMashiach, has paid the price with his own blood with regards to this ministry. So each and every time when we speak this ministry, it is like a Passover. Now many people maybe won't understand this, but every time when we speak this ministry and a person receives this ministry, it is the ministry of the blood of the HaMashiach. It means everything that is related to death, that is darkness, wicked forces, the devil who comes to steal, kill and destroy, cannot come and touch over you because you have the mark of the blood. Just like the houses of the children of Yasharal, they were marked with the sign of the blood on their doorposts. So the spirit of death passed by and not touch them, but touch all the other Egyptians. Now, here it is now today that we see. The Father is saying, this is a ministry that he has paid through Christ by his blood. It's a Passover. We pass over death. Death actually passes by. And we cross over death. We become exempt from the death of the penalty of sin and the reign of the world. What say you, sir? Bab Makam.
Oh.
Marungs. Marungs. Marasongis cat bong as an ex. Who's among it, Bab Makam? James,
You send a message, man.
James. Uhlale nje ungezwa lutho mara uzwe mangithi Bab Makam.
Sengizala.
Umhloloka James lo. Lalela ke ethi ngifunde futhi ke Bab Makam. Now I am looking at Colossians 1:20, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Now, the blood of Christ is the seal of this ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, the ministry of darkness, which is composed of death, killing, and destruction, now has no hold over us. If we accept the Minister of Reconciliation, what do you say?
Yeah, Mfundiswami, ngang buke yona la ku Colossians chapter 1, verse 20 lapana. Yitina unkulunkulu usireconcile kuye ngegazi lika Jesu. Then, if uChrist usireconcile kuye, the only thing that we need to do ukuthi nasihlale singasuki kuye, and we must continue this ministry of reconciliation, and we must bring more people. You know, for this one, inconsiderate reconciliation is easy. And King of Chalabutina, Mina, for this one, King of Baning, for even 4 years, even when you're telekaying a phone. But now, emva kokuthi ngikhulumile kula ma-program sasingena kuwo emini uyawakhumbula lawana yabo 11 to 12 I heard ukuthi na prayerfully ngisuke la ngingagibeli ngingathathi even emoto ngihambe ngeteksi isuka ngifike ngihlale kuwe ngibhutwa knowing ukuthi wuye angonile but I heard ukuthi my brother forgive me he began to cry. You understand? And umama sekabuza ukuthi na abantwana ba right bashonile okwenzakalani no akushonanga muntu but seku ministry ye reconciliation as u apostle abekayisho la kuthi na akukho simple and it takes somebody to let it go ukuthi okay I've lost it or I've been humiliated or whatever but I must let it go because great is he lo wang reconcile kuye ngegazi lika Jesus. So mina ngangafanelanga ukuthi ngabangikuye ku Christ but ngenxa yegazi leli wachitha ngenxa yothando analo wakhohlwa ngazo zonke ithembeko zami wangibuyisela kuye. Then when I mina ngizohlala ngibambelele ukuthi na mina I cannot forgive ubani I cannot reconcile with ubani I must reconcile with my brother I must reconcile with my neighbor I must reconcile inside the church and I must preach reconciliation ngoba ireconciliation iyenza ukuthi mina ngikhululeke mina I'm free right now I am free ngendlela ixakayo umfundisi wami noma ngifike ekhaya noma whether ngila or wherever I go and kuvuleka nezinto zasingavuleki ngendaba yokuthi nangikhonile ukuthi nanithathe i step of faith ngiyobuyisana nomfowethu. So umfundisi wami Christ uyenze a typical example anikela ngegazi lakhe ukuthi abantu in order ukuthi mabuyela kubaba manginikele ngegazi ngiyababona abantu bawonile but mina manginikele ngegazi in order to redeem them ukuthi babuyele kubaba then that ministry yokuthi na azinikele yena is the ministry ukuthi na nathi kumele siyenze ebantwini to my brother to my sister even nalonga kukhulumisane even abazali bakhe bakhona abantu khona la inkonzweni lapha ngizokutshela inye into yokwenza khona la where somebody even now we have that late abekanga kukhulumisana nomzali wakhe ngaforce ukuthi na you must go and reconcile to your own parent wabuyela afika yenza lokho today kuno kuthula ngendlela ixhakayo and that is the ministry of God uNkulunkulu ayidingayo asikhulume ngalama reconciliation lawo yama commission lawa lapha ngoba anizinto azifihlayo izinto ezenzakalayo and abanye bathenga ukuthi baseke bakhuluma amanga abanye kuba nini but sikhuluma ngereconciliation yangempela ukuthi I must let it go kuphuma inyembezi kuphuma amafinyila it's okay but akusalayo I must let it go as long as ngikukhulumile forgive me I forgive you done. We hug ourselves, we hug one another, we are brothers and sisters. Thank you. To God be the glory. That is the ministry.
I hear you. We are talking about the ministry of reconciliation, what it is even all about. I trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say about this. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say about this and what's your take with regards to this. This is the Ministry of Reconciliation. We need to hear from you because much of the times, I should say, without a doubt, when we speak about the Ministry of Reconciliation, we somehow get stuck in the notion of not understanding what it is even all about. All right. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Mfundisi wami.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nakubalaleli bonke ba Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba leti thokotisako. Yevakala indzaba pastor yokubuyelana kuNkulunkulu, noma kubuyisana kuNkulunkulu, noma kubuyela kuNkulunkulu. USawule lo wenkosi loya. Wahlule wawa emuseni kaNkulunkulu, wahluleka kwenza izwi likaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wamlahla. manje into leyisukuse walahlwa ngayo ukuthi akakhonanga ukuzithoba ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu. KuNkulunkulu kubuyela umuntu ozithobayo.
Yeah.
Yena wahluleka ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu wakhetha uDavid. uDavid wawa uDavid. uDavid wazisola kuNkulunkulu wabuyela kuNkulunkulu. Indodana kaDavid uAbsalom wabulala umfowabo wahluleka ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu noma selandiwe le kumalume le wabuyela eJerusalem. uDavid wathi akabuyele ekhaya emzini wakhe eJerusalem ngoba ubuso bami akufanele ukuthi abone ubuso bami. Akokuba kufanele kanga ukuthi encayani uAbsalom akakhona ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu akakhona ukuzithoba. Wabuyela nje wahlala iminyaka emibili yonke eJerusalem kade ehlele eminyi iminyaka. Eh manje inkinga yini le thathisa isikhathi kumuntu ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu lokungazithobi lokho ukukhukhumala. Ah mina bishop bayothi nabantu mina uma sengibuyela kuNkulunkulu. Hayi manje ngizobona kumprofit. Aye lokumprofit umprofit akashuma akale zinto asebenza ngazo umprofit azihambisane nensindiso. Abese kuduka kuba kanjalo mfundise kuba ngumuntu wokuthi manje asebenze ngamanzi acobeleyo. Ngikukhuluma ngeoil ngoba abantu abaningi bane oil mfundisi. Ngikhuluma ngamanzi manje mina nginayo oil. Manje ke mfundisi wami ukubuyela kuNkulunkulu kufuna umuntu ozithobayo mfundisi. Kana mambo pastor.
Kan mambo mfundisi.
Ngo mutatana ngwamba.
Nakhenza.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
When you look into the word in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17, it says, then in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to the Elohim Yahuwah, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Now, reconciliation makes us to see the restoration of the priesthood upon our lives. We become that royal priesthood again. We see the restoration of the priesthood. And then we see the ability to propitiate or to intercede on behalf of the people. If this ministry is not there, the notion of intercession, all these fasting and prayers that you do, they wouldn't be possible. Remember, it is by the blood of the Lamb. And now, this high priesthood, Christ himself, comes and resides in it. And we see priesthood operating in us. And what does the Son of the Most High do? He maketh intercession for us. And so we see also ourselves, therefore, there in the propitiation of sin for the people. Now, when we don't realize this, we also are blowing a dent on the spiritual lives of the saints and the people in the land. Because we overlook the priesthood that resides in the ministry of reconciliation and the propitiation of sins. Apostle, what do you say finally?
Yeah, that's deep. That's deep. Overlooking the priesthood, you know, the order that we have found. Kerata Manzamrana Jesu, he are the Son can do nothing on his own. John 5, verse 19. Or verily and truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father do. Because whatever the Father does, that's what the Son does. Colossians 1:15, ere Christ was the visible image of the invisible God. Now, if Christ...
Apostle, says, just hold on a bit for me. There's someone on the line. And that they were,
Mark 11 verse 22 or 23 re ha o rapela o na le molato le o mong tlogela monehelo o wa gago o lo lokisa le o le pele e be le kgona go khutlang go lokisa gore ga o kopa tshwarelo ko Modimo, Modimo a tla tlo go tshwarela. Ke nagana ke e nngwe ya di-reconciliation. You can't scream at God while o sa rate ba bangwe, o sa lokisa le bo bangwe ka mona. So lokisa le bona, then o ye ko Modimo ore Modimo a tla tsebe go amogela thapelo ya gago. Ke a leboga moruti wa ka ke Ntate Mosia.
Ntate Mosia, thank you so much. Thank you, sir. All right. Said about that, Apostle, please continue.
Yeah, back to the scriptures that is quoted in John 5:19. So, or you know, he can't do nothing except that which he sees the Father do. He can't be the followers of Christ and fail to imitate him and do what we see him do. And what did he do after he was? He was resurrected. Before resurrection, he's on the cross. Both Peter were nowhere to be found. They deserted him. No, fine. That's okay. Now, as if though that is not enough, Peter and the crew did not only desert Jesus. Peter went to an extent that the very people that Christ, the apostles that Christ abandoned from fishing, Peter abandoned a bed there. So, Christ gets resurrected. John 21, O cry, Lord, how Peter can meet the disciples who are busy, that it's business as usual. But what does he do? He let bygones be bygones. He then begins to restore him. When you read John 21, restores Peter, even in the midst of somebody could see it as the biggest betrayal ever. Not only did he desert Jesus, he went to an extent that after the same disciples, Samaran at this, and he said, back where Jesus took them out from. But again, Manavamudim, we need to do what we see Christ do. We need to follow us the high. If he's able to reconcile us to God, and if he's able to forgive us, even though or we were foreigners in relation to Israel, we were foreigners in relation to Tabayamudim, but through Christ we were reconciled. So really, really the biggest lesson every Tola Mokor is Jesus could do it and reconcile us with him. Really, some of the people were regarded as worst sinners and worst offenders, but we need to do what our Father and what Christ is doing. As we see him do things, whether I feel like it or I don't feel like it, whether I think it's justifiable or not justifiable, whether I feel it's fair or not fair, as long as Christ is doing it, therefore he has already given me the grace to do what he has already done and what he is doing. There is grace. That's why Paul or Muhawahai or Likan. It might seem like a mission impossible. It might seem like it's unbearable, but the grace is sufficient. As we see Christ do it, so shall we do it. As he was the invisible image, he was the visible image of the invisible God, we therefore become the visible image of the invisible Christ. When people look at me and you and see our ability to reconcile with one another, regardless of the offense and regardless of the pain we've caused each other, they will be able to know that maybe those are truly followers of Christ.
All right. Makamu, I only have 30 seconds. What do you say, sir?
Hello, I'm from the Swami. Asibuyeleni kuNkulunkulu. He loves us so much. The Bible says, chapter 18, verse 30 and 32. Odi, don't die. Come back. I don't want you to die. Come back to me. So asibuyeleni kuye, then sizokwazi ukubuyela kwabanye. Singahambi sayonikela imali enkulu enkonzweni, singahambi sayothandaza ngamalimi sikakabuyelane noNkulunkulu orana bafowethu. May the good Lord bless you. And thank you, my apostle. Thank you, Pastor Ray. Thank you, all the listeners.
Singahambi sayokuleka ngezilimi, hayi ngamalimi.
Angithi yazi ukuthi nami mina ngikhuluma
Ubonde sangithi yazi ukuthi mina ngikhuluma isiZulu. Angithi yazi ukuthi mina ngikhuluma isiZulu.
Yeah. Are changani isilungu.
Eh, angithi wabo. Wabo.
Thank you so much. Muruti Makamu. Next week we are talking about excommunication. Hey.
To God be the glory. We're
talking about excommunication and thank you so much, Mfundisi Makamu. Can't see that one.
Thank you, my apostle.
Thank you, Muruti.
Thank you so much. Apostle Phumla Mfene, we really appreciate.
Thank you. Bless you. See you again next week. God bless. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Tuda Rabah. And of course, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like Him in our lives. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time just to listen to the show. Thank you for your contributions. I really appreciate them. To the King of Kings and the Master above all else, the Creator Himself, our Father, our Elohim, we give Him the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like Him. By His Holy Spirit, He guides us into truth. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Have a graced night even more. Shalom.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.